Tape recorded message number TL-490. Otis Q. Sellers, Bible Teacher. I greet you in the faith and fellowship of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are, whom we love, and whom we serve. Take your Bibles and turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 10. We begin our studies with the 19th verse. It is a terrible thing to watch the deterioration of a man. I have lived a long time, as most of you know, and it has been my sorrow to watch the deterioration of certain people. I've just simply seen them go to pieces. And what happens to a person can also happen to a nation. And we're watching here the long deterioration of the nation called Israel, which in due time will bring God's punishment upon them. They will find themselves in the Assyrian and then later in the Babylonian captivity. The words spoken by Jehu in 2 Kings 10:18, when he said, "Ahab served Baal a little, but Jehu shall serve him much," they are satirical, they are ironical, and indeed it is hard even to say the same thing in English. But the instructions are given because Jehu is determined to exterminate Baal worship in Israel. This worship has been there through four different kings. And the worship of Baal has been growing and its followers growing all the time. And these are the ones who are more apt to destroy Jehu than anyone else. While the things we read about here, because we read them in the Bible, they sound very strange to us. But if we read these in today's newspaper, I guess we would accept them as that which is to be expected. Although it certainly does shock us yet today when we find out that the present ruler of Iran has caused so many people to be killed just because that they oppose him politically. And they are opposed to his reign. We read about the great number who are killed off in different countries just because their political differences, political persuasions are different. We read of this in the Far East, we read about it in the Africa and so on. And maybe these things don't seem so strange to us today, but these things do seem strange when we find them in the Bible. When you take the actions of men and what they did, we can take the actions of men today that we point out, men who rule, and we can wonder how in the world can such things be done. But at this time, Jehu, he declares, he says, "Call unto me all the prophets of Baal, all his servants, and all his priests, let none be wanting. For I have a great sacrifice to do to Baal. Whosoever shall be wanting, he shall not live." But Jehu did it in subtlety, to the intent that he might destroy the worshippers of Baal. He feels that this is the only way that he can purify Israel. He feels that this is the only way that he can destroy this false worship, which is so contrary to the worship of Jehovah. They were told here that Jehu said, "Proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal." And they proclaimed it. And Jehu sent through all Israel, this is the northern kingdom, and all the worshippers of Baal came, and there was not a man left that came not. They came into the house of Baal, this great temple, and they assembled there. And the house of Baal was full from one end to the other. They just couldn't find any place to put another one. The house of Baal was full. And he said unto him that was over the vestry, "Bring forth vestments for all the worshippers of Baal." They had a certain garment that they wore, a garment that identified them. They had them all to put on this garments. And he brought them forth vestments. And Jehu went, and Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, into the house of Baal, and said unto the worshippers of Baal, Search, and look that there be here with you none of the servants of the Lord, but the worshipper of Baal only. He's having them to search out the worshipers of the Lord so that they are brought out. He does not want them destroyed with the rest. So, all things being ready now, when they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings, Jehu appointed 80 men without, 80 men, and said, If any of the men whom I have brought into your hands escape, he that letteth him go, he that allows this, his life shall be life for him. But it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, that Jehu said to the guard and the captains, Go in and slay them. Let none come forth. And they smote them with the edge of the sword, and the guard and the captains cast them out, and went to the city of the house of Baal. And they brought forth the image of the house of Baal, and burned them. And they break down the image of Baal, and they break down the house of Baal. And they made it just a draft house unto this day. Thus Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. That was his goal, and that was God's purpose. God was not using him as his servant, just using him as an instrument. And thus Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. Howbeit, from the sins of Jeroboam, the sons of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, Jehu departed not after from after them, to wit, the golden calves that were in Bethel, and that were in Dan, they remained there, he left them there, so he did not depart from these sins. In verse 30, the Lord said unto Jehu, Because thou hast done well in executing that which was right in mine eyes, as done unto the house of Jacob of Ahab, according to all that was in mine heart, thy children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart, for he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, which made Israel to sin. You see, it was Jeroboam who took the 10 tribes, divided them from the people of Judah, and set up this northern kingdom and started the idolatrous worship there. So he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, who really made Israel to sin, started this great sin of idolatry in Israel. In those days the Lord began to cut Israel short, which means that their power is being destroyed, that they is being diminished. So the Lord began to cut Israel short. And Hazael smote them in all the coast of Israel, from Jordan eastward, all the land of Gilead, the Gadites, the Reubenites, the Manassites, from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, even Gilead and Bashan. Now the rest of the acts of Jehu, and all that he did, and all his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of Israel? And Jehu slept with his fathers, which is just another way of saying that he died. It's sort of a euphemistic term, but it's there, and Jehu slept with his fathers. So they buried him in Samaria, and Jehoahaz his son reigned in his stead. As the Lord said, the kingdom will be established for 4 generations, so Jehoahaz his son reigns in his stead. And the time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal. And this was really a satanic attempt to destroy the one who would be the seed of the woman, to cut him off altogether. And so Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead. She arose and destroyed all the seed royal. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash. Now remember that name and remember it well. He's the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons which were slain. And they hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bedchamber of Athaliah, so that he was not slain. And he was with her hid in the house of the Lord 6 years, and Athaliah did reign over the land. And the 7th year of Jehoiada, And the seventh year, Jehoiada sent and fetched the rulers over hundreds, with the captains of guards, and brought them to him into the house of the Lord, and made a covenant with them. A covenant is just an agreement or a contract. He made a covenant with them, and took an oath of them in the house of the Lord, and showed them the king's son. Now the fact that this seed royal, a royal descendant lives, has been made known to these men. And he commanded them, saying, "This is the thing that ye shall do. The third part of you that enter in on the Sabbath shall even be keepers of the watch of the king's house. And the third part shall be at the gate of Sur, and the third part at the gate behind the guard. So shall ye keep watch of the house, that it be not broken down. And two parts of all of you that go forth on the Sabbath, even they shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord about the king. And ye shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand. And he that cometh within the ranges, let him be slain. And ye be with the king, as he that cometh goeth out and cometh in. And the captains over the hundreds did according to all the king, all the things that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And they took every man his men that went to come in on the Sabbath, and them that should go out on the Sabbath, and came to Jehoiada the priest. And so the captains over the hundreds did the priest give King David spears and shields that were in the temple of the Lord. And the guards stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, round about the king, from the right corner of the temple to the left corner of the temple, along by the altar in the temple. And he brought forth the king's son, and put the crown upon him, and gave him the testimony. And they made him king, and anointed him, and they clapped their hands, and said, God save the king. When Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she came to the people into the temple of the Lord. And when she looked, behold, the king stood by a pillar, as the manner was, and the princes and the trumpeters by the king. And all the people of the land rejoiced and blew with trumpets. And Athaliah rent her clothes and cried, Treason! Treason! But Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of hundreds, the officers of the host, and said unto them, Have her forth without the ranges, and him that followeth her kill with the sword. For the priest had said, Let her not be slain in the house of the Lord. And they laid hands on her, and she went by the way which the horses come into the king's house, and there was she slain. And Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king of the people, that they should be the Lord's people, but between the king also and the people. And the people of the land went into the house of Baal, and brake it down. His altars and his images brake they in pieces thoroughly, and slew Mattan the priest of Baal before the altars, and the priest appointed officers over the house of the Lord. And he took the rulers over the hundreds, and the captains, and the guards, all the people of the land. They brought them down the house of the Lord, and came by the way of the gate of the guard of the king's house. And he sat on the thrones of the kings, on the throne of the kings. All the people of the land rejoiced, pardon me, the city was quiet, and they slew Athaliah with the sword beside the king's house. 7 years old was Jehoash when he began to reign. Now, whether it's Jehoash or Joash, these names are the same and it's the same person, just a little difference in the spelling. In the seventh year of Jehu, Jehoash began to reign, and 40 years reigned he in Jerusalem. That was a long reign. 40 years, this boy who began to reign at the age of 7, he reigned in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. And Jehoash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. That's good to read, isn't it? He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. But he was one man, the king, and oftentimes that the people did not walk in the steps of the Lord, as we will see. and all his days wherein Jehoiada the priest instructed him. But the high places were not taken away. That was a mistake. These high places where they went to worship were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. Now, Jehoash, that's Joash, said to the priest, all the money of the dedicated things that is brought into the house of the Lord, even the money of every one that passeth the account, the money that every man is set at, and all the money that cometh into any man's heart to bring into the house of the Lord, let the priest take it to them, every man of his acquaintance, and let them repair the breach of the house, wheresoever any breach shall be found. Any break, any decay, any deterioration, any breach, was all to be repaired, and that's what this money was to be used for. But it was so that in the 23rd year of King Jehoash, the priest had not repaired the breaches of the house. They had the money to do it, but they just simply neglected the work. They were faithless. Then King Jehoash called for Jehoiada the priest, the other priests, and said unto them, why repair ye not the breaches of the house of the Lord? Now therefore receive no more money of your acquaintance, but deliver it for the breaches of the house. And the priest consented to receive no more money of the people, neither to repair the breaches of the house. But Jehoiada the priest took a chest. He bored a hole in the lid of it, and set it beside the altar on the right side as one cometh the house of the Lord. And the priest that kept the door put therein all the money that was brought in the house of the Lord. And when it was so that they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribe and the high priest came up, and they put up in bags and told the money to tell us to count, and they told the money that was found in the house of the Lord. And they gave the money, being told, into the hands of them that did the work, that had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they laid it out to the carpenters and builders, and they wrought upon the house of the Lord, and to masons, and hewers of stone, and to buy timber and hewed stone to repair the breaches of the house of the Lord, and for all that was laid out for the house to repair it. Howbeit, there were not made for the house of the Lord bowls of silver, snuffers, basins, trumpets, any vessels of gold or vessels of silver, of the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. But they gave that to the workmen, and repaired therewith the house of the Lord. Moreover, they reckoned not with the men, into whose hand they delivered the money, to be bestowed upon the workmen, for they dealt faithfully. The trespass money and the sin money was not brought into the house of the Lord, for it was the priest. Then Hazael, king of Syria, went up, and he fought against Gath, and he took it. And Hazael set his forth to go up to Jerusalem. And Joash, king of Judah, took all the hallowed things that Jehoshaphat and Jehoram and Ahaziah, his father, kings of Judah, had dedicated, and his own hallowed things, and all of the gold that was found in the treasures of the house of the Lord, and in the king's house, and he sent it to Hazael, king of Syria. And he went away from Jerusalem. And the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And his servants arose and made a conspiracy, and they slew Joash in the house of Millo, which goeth down to Silla. For Jozachar, the son of Shemith, and Jehozabad, the son of Shomer, his servant, smote him, and he died. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and Amaziah, his son, reigned in his stead. Now, in the 23rd year of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 17 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. And he followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And he delivered them into the hand of Hazael, king of Syria, in the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, all their days. And Jehoahaz besought the Lord. And the Lord hearkened unto him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them. And the Lord gave Israel a Savior, so that they went out from under the hand of the Syrians, and the children of Israel dwelt in their tents as before time. Nevertheless, they departed not from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who made Israel a sin, but walked therein, and they remained also in the grove of Samaria. Oh, how many times when people who have been blessed and delivered by the Lord just don't make a clean sweep of the whole thing. Verse 7, neither did he leave the people to Jehoaz, but 50 horsemen and 10 chariots, 10,000 footmen. For the king of Syria had destroyed them, made them like the dust of by thrashing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoaz, all that he did and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Israel? Jehoaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. And Joash, his son, reigned in his stead. In the 37th year of Joash, king of Judah, began Jehoash, the son of Jehoaz, to reign over Israel and Samaria. He reigned 16 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. You see, the history of Israel, the fact that it's going down all the time and deeper in the iniquity is repeated over and over as these evil men come to the throne. So in verse 11 once again, he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel a sin, but he walked therein. Now the rest of the acts of Joash, all that he did, and his might, where he fought against Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles, the king of Israel? And Joash slept with his fathers. Jeroboam sat upon the throne. And Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Now Elisha had fallen sick of his sickness whereof he died. So he's going back now to pick up the history of Elisha. And Elisha was fallen sick of the sickness whereof he died. Elisha was a good man, but it's appointed unto men once to die, and so he dies. Don't say that he didn't die. Don't say that he just was transported to some place called heaven. That happened to Elijah, but not to Elisha. Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face. And he said, O my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Seems to have been a saying in Israel that they cried out in the time of great grief. And Elisha said unto him, take bow and arrows. And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, put thy hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it, and Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for you shall smite the Syrians in Aphek, till thou have consumed him. And he said, take the arrows. And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice and stayed. The man of God was wroth with him, and said, thou should have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it, whereas thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming of the year. Now get it, he died, and they buried him. You know, when the Bible speaks about death, it's not what you would call Orthodox. The Orthodox would say Elijah went to heaven. They didn't bury him, they just buried his body. That's the way they'd try to say it, but that's not the way the Bible says it. The bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming of the year. Now it came to pass as they were burying a man, this was some other man, we do not know who, that behold, they spied a band of men. they were afraid as they spied this band of men. So they just cast the man into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down and he touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood upon his feet. Actual case of resurrection. Actual case of one coming back from the dead, so that the man they intended to bury did not need to be buried at all. He revived. He stood up on his feet. Now, he didn't come forth half dead or three-fourths dead. He came forth alive. But Hazael, king of Syria, oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. And the Lord was gracious unto them and had compassion on them, because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he would not cast them, neither cast he them from his presence as yet. So Hazael, king of Syria, died. Ben-Hadad, his son, reigned in his stead. And Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, the cities which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz, his father, by war. Three times did Joash beat him and recovered the cities of Israel. Now, things continue. King follows king. The history is brief, but it's all very important. Now, in the second year of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, reigned Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah. So here's another name now, Amaziah, and he is the king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Good to read this once again, that this king did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Yet not like David his father did. He did according to all the things as Joash his father did. Howbeit the high places were not taken away. As yet the people did sacrifice and burn incense on the high place. See, this practice, which didn't even exist at one time, it has developed into a religion. And let me tell you that there is nothing that is more difficult to take away than some religious practice which was just established by men. Well, this came to pass as soon as the kingdom was confirmed in his hand, that he slew his servants which had slain the king his father. But the children of the murderers he slew not, according unto that which was written in the book of the law of Moses, wherein the Lord commanded, saying, the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, nor the children be put to death for their fathers, but every man shall be put to death for his own sin. That was the law written in the book of Exodus. Well, he slew of Eden in the Valley of Salt 10,000. He took Selah by war, and called the name of it Jokthiel unto this day. Now we're getting war between Israel and Judah. 10-tribe northern kingdom, the 2-tribe southern kingdom. And Amaziah sent messengers to Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let us look one another in the face. And Jehoash, the king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give thy daughter to my son to wife. And there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon, and trode down the thistle. Thou hast indeed smitten Edom, and thine heart hath lifted thee up. The glory of this, and tarry at home, for why shouldest thou meddle to thy hurt, that thou shouldest fall, even thou and Judah with thee? But Amaziah would not hear. Therefore Jehoash, king of Israel, went up, and he and Amaziah, king of Judah, looked one another in the face at Beth Shemesh, which belongeth to Judah. And Judah was put to the worse before Israel. And they fled every man to his tents. And Jehoash, king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, at Beth-Shemesh, and came to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim unto the corner gate 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver, and all the vessels were found in the house of the Lord, in the treasury of the king's house, and the hostage, and returned to Samaria with all the treasures that belonged to Judah. He returns to Samaria. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoash, which he did in his might, and how he fought with Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Israel? And Jehoash slept with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria with the king of Israel, and Jeroboam his son reigned in his stead. And Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Jehoash, king of Israel, 15 years. And the rest of the acts of Amaziah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Judah? Now they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish, and slew him there. And they brought him on horses, and he was buried at Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, which was 16 years old. And made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Eleth, and restored it to Judah, after that the king slept over his fathers. And in the 15th year of Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, came to reign in Samaria. He reigned 41 years, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. He restored the coast of Israel from the entering of Hamath unto the sea of the plain, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he spake by the hand of his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, which was of Gath-hepher. For the Lord saw the affliction of Israel, that was very bitter. For there was not any shut up, nor any left, nor any helper for Israel. And the Lord said not that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, and all that he did, and his might, how he warred, how he recovered Damascus, and Hamath, which belonged to Judah for Israel, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Israel? And Jeroboam, and this is Jeroboam the second, slept with his fathers, even with the kings of Israel, and Zechariah reigned in his stead. So you see, we get one king after another. Some are good, some seem to be evil. But even the good things couldn't make a clean sweep of all the evil that was causing the people of Israel just simply to get down and down and become weaker and cut shorter all the time. We continue in chapter 15. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, began Azariah, son of Amaziah, king of Judah, to reign. 16 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done, save that the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed and burned incense still on the high places. And the Lord smote the king, so that he was a leper, unto the day of his death. And he dwelt in a several house, meaning a separated house. And Jotham the king's son was over the house, judging the people of Israel. And the rest of the acts of Azariah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Azariah slept with his fathers, and they buried with him his fathers in the city of David, and Jotham his son reigned in his stead. So as Jotham begins to reign in Judah, Zechariah begins to reign in Israel. In the 8th verse we read, in the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, did Zechariah the son of Jeroboam reign over Israel in Samaria 6 months. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his fathers had done. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the sons of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. You know, the effects of sin are cumulative. The longer they practice, the more those who practice them degenerate. And it would be easy to point to sins that are being committed today that show the physical degeneration of people who commit them, and maybe even be seen physically. Now, I don't say from the hand of the Lord, but seen physically in their offspring. Verse 10, and Shallum, the son of Jabesh, conspired against him, smote him before the people and slew him and reigned in his stead. Now, the rest of the acts of Zechariah, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. This was the word of the Lord which he spake unto Jehu, saying, thy son shall sit on the throne of Israel unto the fourth generation. And it came to pass. Shallum, the son of Jabesh, began to reign in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Judah, and he reigned a full month in Samaria. For Menahem, the son of Gadai, went up from Tirzah, and came to Samaria, and smote Shallum, the son of Jabesh, in Samaria, and slew him, and he reigned in his stead. Now the rest of the acts of Shallum, his conspiracy which he made, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. Then Menahem smote Tiphsah and all that was therein, and the coast thereof from Tirzah, because they opened not to him. Therefore he smote it. And all the women therein that were with child he ripped up, killing both the mother and the expectant child. In the 39th year of Azariah, king of Judah, began Menahem, the son of Gadai, to reign over Israel. He reigned 10 years in Samaria, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not all the days from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And Pul, the king of Assyria, came against the land. Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that his hand might be with him to confirm the kingdom in his hand. And Menahem exacted the money of Israel, even of all the mighty men of wealth, of each man 50 shekels of silver to give the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back, stayed not there in the land. He was just bought off, as we would say. He was after spoil, and they gave him the spoil. He didn't even have to fight for it. Verse 21, that the rest of the acts of Menahem, all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? Menahem slept with his fathers, and Pekahiah his son reigned in his stead. Now in the 50th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekahiah the son of Menahem began to reign over Israel and Samaria, and he reigned 2 years. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam. See, it all started with Jeroboam. No one seems to depart from the sins of Jeroboam, who made Israel to sin. But Pekah, the son of Remaliah, and a captain of his, conspired against him and smote him in Samaria, in the palace of the king's house, with Argob and Ariah, and with him 50 men of Gileadites. And he killed him, and he reigned in his room. The rest of the acts of Pekahiah, and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Israel. In the 52nd year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekah, the son of Remaliah, began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 20 years. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the sons of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. In the days of Pekah, king of Israel, came Tilgath-Pileser, king of Assyria, He took Aegean and Abelbeth Maacah and Genoa and Kadesh and Hazor and Gilead, Galilee, all the land of Naphtali. Carried them captive to Assyria. Hoshea, the sons of Eli, made a conspiracy against Pekah, the son of Remaliah, and smote him and slew him, and reigned in his stead in the 20th year of Jotham, the son of Uzziah. Now the rest of the acts of Pekah, and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles in the king of Judah. In the second year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, began Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. He did that was right in the sight of the Lord. He did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. This, of course, is in Judah, the southern kingdom, where the king is doing right in the sight of the Lord. Howbeit, the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed and burned incense still in the high places. He built the higher gate of the house of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? In those days the Lord, Jehovah, began to send against Judah Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father, and Ahaz his son reigned in his stead. Well, the time is up. We're at the end of the chapter. We'll bring the study to a close at that point. It's been a joy for me just to read these chapters to you. That is all that I want to do. That is all that I should do. And this has been accomplished. And I trust that you are at least becoming more familiar with the Word of God, what it says, how things are said, what is done, how things are done, what God does, and so on, as we go through this book. So till we meet again around the pages of God's Word, I bid you goodbye.